As you set out on your path to success, it's important to have your own mastermind group. That's according to Jack Canfield, author of The Success Principles.
Well, a mastermind group is very important. And what it is anywhere from 4 to 6 people that would meet periodically. Weekly's best, monthly's okay. I belong to one where we meet every month in the morning by phone from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. so we can all be at work normally. And then quarterly, we get together for 2 days in person. But there's many, many formats. And in my book, The Success Principles, I give you a whole chapter about how to create a mastermind group. You basically want people in your group that are from different professions and that are doing better than you are. Primarily, you want people that are kind of a level ahead. You're not going to get the prime minister or Bill Gates, the head of Microsoft, to join your group. But if you're making, you know, $25,000 a year, you might want some people that are making £50,000 a year, since we're in England, we'll say pounds. What happens is that I pull these people together and we meet, and we always start with an invocation. We kind of bring in some kind of spiritual presence, you know, a prayer or whatever we want to do. And then we go around the group and everyone shares one thing that's new and good since last time. So we're always focusing on the fact that we're making progress, focusing on the positive. And then the next thing we do is we divide up the time. So let's say we're meeting for 2 hours and there were 6 of us, so we'd each take 20 minutes. And then each person gets to use that 20 minutes any way they want. So I might tell you I'm writing a book and I'd like some ideas, or here's a chapter I've written, I want some feedback, or I'm thinking about starting a business, but I don't know where to raise money. And then we all brainstorm ways I could do that. Maybe I'm having a problem at home with my son who's maybe smoking marijuana and I don't quite know how I should deal with that. And you've had 2 children that dealt with that, and so you can kind of give me some advice. But basically, we want to focus on our careers and finances and independence, although you could have a mastermind group for health, you could have a mastermind group for parenting. My mastermind group, my first one, had an author, an editor, a chiropractor, a world-class photographer, an entrepreneur, and another entrepreneur. We met that time every morning, once a week, from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. And it literally, by the end of that year, I had tripled my income. I had a new network of people that I could always reach out to in each of these professions and find things that I never found before. The main thing it does, though, it keeps you focused on your goals, because every week at the end of your mastermind group, you have to set one or more goals that you promise to achieve before you meet the next time. So if we're doing that every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. or every Friday night at 5 p.m., whatever, the day before my mastermind group, I get real busy because I know I'm going to have to report in and I don't want to look like an idiot. So just that part alone, the accountability that it calls you to, is very, very valuable. And equally valuable are the ideas, because all of us know more than any one of us alone. They've done all kinds of research where they'll take 20 people, put them in a room, and they'll have them each fill out a test. If you were lost at sea, which of these items would be most important for your survival? And we get a score. And then we get together in groups of 5 and we talk about it and we do it again. The group always scores higher in terms of what would really be useful based on what the Navy tells us than any of us ever do alone. And so we know that all of us knows more than any one of us. And the other thing is, you know, we share books with each other. We tell each other about upcoming workshops. We share CDs and tapes and things that can be valuable. There was a man named Napoleon Hill who wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich, which was probably the success Bible of America until I wrote my book. But anyway, the one thing he taught people more than anything was having a mastermind group. Henry Ford, who started Ford Motor Company, had a mastermind group with Harvey Firestone and with Thomas Edison and quite a wild group of people that were all, you know, engineers and scientists and entrepreneurs. And they would meet down in Florida. They all had homes right next to each other. And because of that mastermind alliance, they all went on to become very, very wealthy and successful. Andrew Carnegie, who would have been a billionaire today, one of the wealthiest men that ever lived, swore by the mastermind alliance. And everyone I teach it to comes back to me and says, this is one of the prime things that's changed my life.
Now, you say that I should try and get together with people who are at a higher level than I am, so to speak.
Yes.
Now, obviously, I'm going to want to be in their group, but they're not really going to want to be in my group, are they?
Here's why. You're the one with the football. We're going to go play football. They may have the field and the players, but you've got the ball. You're going to invite them to participate in something that they may have never heard of, that they're going to go, who else is in the group? And you tell them all the other people, and they go, oh, yeah, I want to be in that group. So in a sense, you're getting to be in it because you've put it together.
That's Jack Canfield. His book, The Success Principles, is published by Thorsen's Element.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.